This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. In Juz 23, we have Surah Al-Yaseen, one of the most beautiful surahs of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has a heart. The heart of the Quran is Surah Al-Yaseen. Now, in the surah, we have this ayah, the ayah of great Bashara. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this for us. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Allah said, you can only warn him who follows the reminder of the Quran and fears and has taqwa of Ar-Rahman, of the most beneficent, unseen. خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ, who fears Ar-Rahman, who is unperceivable, without seeing him. Think about this. Why fear the one who has the most mercy? That fear is not a fear of running away. The fear is, I do not want to offend or displease the one who has so much mercy, who is my Rabb. And that's the essence of taqwa. And then Allah said, you give him the glad tidings of forgiveness and a generous reward, which is Jannah, inshallah. The same surah again, we are warned, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On this day, we shall seal up their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves, because we cannot deny the evidence of our own bodies. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Verily his command, when he intends a thing, is only, he says to it, be, and it is. So glorified is he and exalted, and in whose hand is the dominion of all things, and to him you shall be returned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, we must remember this when we make dua. Then in Surah As-Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this beautiful story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, which is the essence of raising children who are muttaqoon, who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَهُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And when he, the son, was old enough to walk with him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, I am sacrificing you to Allah. So look, meaning in the heart, look, what do you see? Look, what do you see? فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He said, O my father, do that which you have been commanded to do. Insha'Allah, you will find me of the sabirin. Just think about that. What kind of conversation is this? Ismail alayhi salam is raised only by his mother, single parent. He has never seen his father until that day, because his father left him there in Makkah in infancy, and then he comes back maybe 10 years later or something like that. 8-9 years later, he's a little boy. Father is in his 80s. And that father, the first thing he's saying to him is, I'm going to slaughter you. And then he says, look in your heart, what do you see? Imagine, can you have this conversation with the child? Why not? Because we don't raise children like this. This is how we are supposed to raise children, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aware of themselves, awareness in their hearts, and that will not happen unless we have the same awareness in our hearts. That comes out of humbleness and humility. It does not come out of arrogance. And that's why I want to end with this. The cardinal crime of Iblis, of Shaitan, was arrogance. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. In Surah As-Saad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. He's better because he thinks that he's racially, he's superior. Islam is not just it's not just non-racist. Islam is anti-racist. We are against racism in any shape or form. And that because all racism is arrogance. and Islam is against arrogance. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remain humble, to remain connected with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to do whatever we need to do with only one criterion, which is, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullahi.